Hello.
Oh, hi, Clark. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm well.
Good. Good to hear. I was just following up regarding the account and the past due payment. It still looks like we're having trouble processing it.
Yeah, I have got hacked.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that. So is there another card you wanted to use in the meantime?
Not really. I'm really not happy with Splash.
Okay. So I need to give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 17th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $299 past due balance on the account, and we can't even pause or cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time because come April 17th, that will reoccur to $598, and it will continue to do so until this settles. But let me ask you, how come you're not happy with it?
I haven't had any results.
So I'm on your dashboard, and this is telling me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 931 times, and you've had 180 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you've probably had a lot of solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people?
No. I ask everybody where they got my name.
Okay. Yeah, that's surprising because, you know, out of that many impressions, I mean, unless you have a horrible closing ratio, you must have gotten something out of it.
No.
Okay.
I haven't been on that many calls in the last 3 months.
So that was the results over the entire 10 months that you've been with us. Let me see if I filter it out over 3 months, what it says. So in the past 3 months, it says you were found on the first page 132 times with 12 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So,
no.
Well,
that hasn't happened.
That absolutely has happened because Google tracks that from the Google business page. So what happened?
It hit my phone.
Let me look at
that's the one that counts.
Well, I just want to
what Google says. Send me a final invoice and I will get you a check.
I'm looking at on your Google business page, it has your phone number listed, 847-295-0399. So that's the one that's good. Ooh, you know what? I see something on here that might be affecting you. You have a 2.6 star rating on Google, and it looks like there's a couple of people. One guy a year ago gave you a 1-star rating, and another guy 2 years ago gave you a 2-star rating. A lady in a year ago gave a 1-star rating and another 1-star. So I think that this might be affecting your conversion. So are you aware of these bad reviews that people are writing about you by chance?
Yeah, I had a bad salesman for a little bit.
Oh,
a lot of
no.
Damage.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, one thing you could do, Clark, if you wanted to continue, and I can absolutely help you with this, is we can work on getting you some fresh 5-star reviews on Google. And the idea behind that is to decrease the relevancy of those old 1-star reviews. And pretty soon, they're not even relevant anymore. And, you know, people start seeing all the 5-stars when they look you up. And that would definitely help you. That old salesperson isn't working with you anymore, are they?
No.
Yeah, okay, I figured. So you're probably not going to have any type of trouble getting some fresh 5-star reviews. Because to me, at least over the last 10 months while you've been working with us, it looks like you're an upstanding business in the community. Now, there is one thing that you can do that would make things a little bit more affordable is your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you're not getting a good return, what we could do is take those Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to just $199 monthly. Okay, with that package, you're still on the first page of Google, you're still on the first page of Bing, your business stays mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then, you know, sometimes people will go to a program like that, you know, if they need to work on reviews or increase their rating, because that way you have our assistance in doing that. Because you could always call back and put those, you know, Facebook ads on later if you wanted to, which honestly, I don't think you need them. If you're not getting a return and if you're already ranking on Google, I don't think that you need that extra add-on anymore.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.